Fire Bureau to consider having their fire inspectors target what would otherwise be hazardous conditions that normally BDS would work on that they would pursue. Denise, do you have other examples of?
We're looking at how technology can assist us also. There have been a number of projects that have been in the pipeline, and we're looking at all our technology projects to reorganize and resort them priority-wise to make sure that it's service-oriented and looks at what our current situation is. So there'll be some changes there also.
But it'll be a dramatic reorganization of the Bureau in any event.
Additional council discussion? Commissioner Fritz?
First, this is really sad, and it's, I know that you care deeply about your employees, as do we all, and it's evidence that the economy has not yet recovered and that we may be facing, we may all of us be facing even tougher times. And so I respect the fact that you're doing whatever you can to minimize the impact to individual people, because we're talking about people. I appreciate the amendment. I have a question about the Part B of the exception to the Human Resources Administrative Rules. Is this intended to apply to all employees who take furloughs or just the employees in development services?
This just applies to the employees in development services right now. What we have as part of our employee transition plan is a mechanism for employees to take voluntary furloughs. We have not implemented that yet. This really is just for development services. So to the extent that becomes something we need in the future, then we would look at that.
Thank you. I think this does make sense, that if employees are taking either voluntary or mandatory furlough days, that allowing it to tack onto a holiday is a good suggestion. I also would like to see an amendment that says that employees can accumulate paid vacation days over their allocation at this time of crisis, that if you're taking 2 weeks unpaid furlough, it may be difficult to maintain services to citizens provided by the staff if you're then also having to take your regular vacation to avoid hitting up into the cap that we have. So I'd like to make that suggestion, and indeed, again, for employees citywide.
Just make sure I understand the amendment, Commissioner. This would be right now under the current city administrative rules, with the exception of Bureau directors and a few other classifications. Employees are required. Employees may not carry over more than 2 years' worth of their vacation accrual. Again, whatever that amount is based on their years of service with the city. If I'm understanding you, what you're suggesting is that by this amendment that be increased. Is that correct?
Well, it's not part of this amendment. Okay. I'm suggesting that we need another amendment to say that,
okay,
that recognizing that we, as the number of employees go down, it becomes even more important to have people doing the job in the Bureau.
Council has done that on an exception basis, for example, for the employees who are assigned to the Enterprise Business System Project who were literally unable to take time off. We've come to council for an amendment to increase, well, for a certain period of time, their ability, the amount of vacation they can carry over. It does have a corresponding cost impact that needs to be carefully looked at as well, particularly as you're looking at senior employees in the city. At the time they leave the city, either via retirement or resignation, the Bureau is required to pay off the entire amount of that accrued unused vacation, and it can be very significant. We're looking at retirements now where employees are getting, for example, $35,000 to $50,000 in vacation payouts.
Well, I appreciate the suggestion, but this is a delicate balancing act, and I'd like to go back and look at that to see if it has any adverse impact.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably something we should look at.
Additional council discussion? All right. Thank you. Anyone here wishes to testify on this matter? Carla, would you please call the roll?
You need to move the amendment.
Oh, yes.
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded. All those in favor of, Carla, would you please call the roll on the amendment?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Would you please call the roll on the item?
Fish?
You know, it's times like this where we realize that there's a kind of a family here at City Hall of extraordinarily dedicated people that provide exemplary service to the city, and whether they work in my bureau or Randy's bureau or whether they work in this building, we're just very well served by the thousands of people who have chosen public service. And we've just come out of a budget cycle where a number of bureaus took cuts, and it was extremely difficult in my bureau, the Parks Bureau, to have to notify people that they were being laid off. And that is a situation that now has spilled over to other bureaus and circumstances. Obviously, if the new Housing Bureau and the Parks Bureau can be part of the coordinated effort to help save jobs, particularly for people who have the skills that are transferable, we want to sign up again to be part of that process. I mean, I think we all hope that at some point this economy turns around, but the most conspicuous feature about this current decline is the scarcity of cranes in the skyline. And I think a number of years ago there was sort of that crane index of sort of a proxy for how is our economy doing, where there's a crane in, you know, almost every corner of our city. And now there are precious few. And earlier we talked about, you know, the tax abatement policies of our city, and is it the right timing? I actually would argue there's never been a better time to find a way to create incentives for people to build, because there's just too many people are out of work, and there are too few construction projects, and as a result, we're having a tremendous impact on the Bureau of Development Services. So this is an unhappy moment, but I would compliment the Bureau and its commissioner in charge for the creative solution to how we weather this storm. And we certainly hope it turns around soon. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Well, this has been, on a number of levels, very troubling, not the least of which is that we have really redefined the Bureau of Development Services and how it does its work in the last nearly 7 years. And I can tell you, as I told the managers and the employee groups that I spoke with, what is most troubling about this is we're hitting on all cylinders. The public feedback that I get from the Bureau of Development Services service to the community, whether they be single-family homeowners who want to just get a simple remodeling permit or large developers who are frequent customers, is that they have never experienced a more proactive building agency that gives them permits, that people are solution-oriented, they're thoughtful, they care, and that didn't come easily. That has been a really tough road to hoe to get there. So I created the customer services section of the Bureau of Development Services, and by this action today, though it doesn't state this overtly, we're eliminating that section. And it's just very troubling. So although we're reorganizing the Bureau, it will only be until we recover, because we have had been organized in an extremely efficient, professional way up to when this hit. But I would be remiss if I didn't point out that we have, I'm proud to say, a management team that includes Denise Klein that is amongst the best I've ever worked with. And I've worked with some pretty good managers, particularly at the Fire Bureau, not just now, but in years past. And I would set this group of folks up against anybody. And they are going to be working harder and more diligently and than ever. And they work pretty hard right now. So I appreciate all that you do, Denise, and that all the various folks that have been working with us on trying to solve this in the most humane way possible. It's been the light in really a dark room. So thank you. Aye.
Fritz?
This is a very difficult situation for the employees in the Bureau of Development Services, and I know that Commissioner Leonard has tried the best he could to keep people employed in a bureau that perhaps more than any other bureau reflects the reality of this economy. And I'm sad that so many jobs are being lost for so many employees and that we didn't know about this situation earlier in the budget process. This ordinance provides some relief for some of those employees whose jobs would otherwise be lost. And it's one-time money. Savings from furlough days do not carry over from year to year, so we will be in continued trouble in the 2010 to 11 fiscal year if the economy and construction does not pick up. And of course, we all hope that it does. I will be looking to see if the unions choose to join the strategy to save jobs, and I'm regretful but pleased to vote aye.
Adams.
Well, I know Commissioner Leonard and his team worked as hard as anyone could possibly hope for to save these jobs. My concern and heartfelt compassion go out to the employees that are going to be affected. I'm pleased to vote for this in the sense that it'll provide as much transition resources and maximize our efforts to find other jobs for the people whose positions are affected. Aye. We're going to take a 15-minute break because I see from the agenda we're going to probably be here on through 2 o'clock. Okay. Since we've lost half the council. So we'll be back at 1 o'clock. Grab something to eat.
I might do that, actually.
Come back from recess. Does the audio go out on the TVs? So if our TV person would turn on the audio so I can get the city council back in chambers, that would be very useful. Oh, it's so peaceful. There, we got some light. I like it. I think my eyes are they don't let in as much light as I get older. Can we just like turn his light bulbs off? Oh, I didn't even notice those. But can you just unscrew his? No, not today. No. All right, City Council. Come back to order. I need a quorum. I know. We have some purchasing reports, I see. How is our MW... Are these are local stimulus, aren't they, projects? How's our MWSB on each?
2.4%.
That's bad. Why'd you let that through? All right. Can we get the TVs to turn back on so I can get my colleagues back into the chambers? Hey, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Long agenda.
Long agenda, long night. Yeah. Were you here? Were you covering it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't been able to read the paper today.
I was mostly watched it on TV from downstairs.
It was very civil. I was very pleased.
Yeah, it was actually quite nice. I was talking to somebody else about that, about how it was.
I worked hard to worked hard to not let anyone